For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is the last in our series from the Mind-Body Connection, the fourth National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics held in Santa Barbara. Many people don't realize that there are now 5 Americans who receive 300 joints, marijuana cigarettes, rolled by the U.S. government and supplied to them in a Big Ten each and every month of the year. And they have been doing so for decades. This is one of those federal patients, Florida stockbroker Irv Rosenfeld.
Point being, you can do all the research studies or whatever and say, well, this works, or maybe it doesn't work. But the patient is really the one who knows. I don't need a doctor to tell me why it works. I know it works. So that's just the way it is. So here with cannabis, we know that it works. I'm living proof of that. When I go speak at different state houses or wherever I'm at, I always have people against me, of course. And what I try to say to them is very simple, that you're a very knowledgeable person, but you believe what the government's been telling you. That's fine. If that's true, that the marijuana is so detrimental for you, that it kills brain cells, it hurts your lungs, it does this, it does that, if all that's true, then explain me. And they used to say, well, you're the 85-year-old man that smokes 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes per day, and says, what do you mean cigarette smoking causes lung cancer? Look at me. So that was the anomaly until we did the study. And once we did the study of Elvie, George, Barbara, and I, well, lo and behold, we were all fine. IQ testing, brainwave testing, respiratory, we were all fine. So now what I like to say to those people is, if you're so knowledgeable, then explain us. Or do you think we're the only 4 people in the country that it's not negative for? Thank God we're the only 4 that got it, because anybody else would be detrimental. It's sad, but sometimes that's what they want to believe. The other side can be that narrow-minded. They believe the rhetoric the government says. So why are we here? Patients out of time? Well, we may be out of time somewhat, but at least we can go happy. We've got our medicine. So why is any of us here? Why do we do this? Well, you know, it sucks when you have a bad disorder. Nobody asks for it. Nobody says, well, you know, let me get sick so I can get marijuana. No, nobody does that. A disease happens, and now you got to deal with the cards that have been dealt to you. You got to do the best you can. Well, we've been fortunate enough that the best we can do, we've done for ourselves. This is the best that we can hope for. There's nothing better, any medicine out there, that's better for us. And we've done it. But you know something? That's 5 of us in the United States of over 300 million people. Doesn't seem fair. Doesn't seem right.
Once again, that was Irv Rosenfeld, 1 of 5 living patients provided 300 joints each month by the U.S. government. If you'd like to hear the full 90 minutes of the Mind-Body Connection, please visit drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.